Welcome to Anakazo Assembly's Emmanuel Cathedral with Bishop Jude Orakatete. The servant of God will inspire you with the practical teachings of the Word of God that will bring healing to your body, soul, and spirit. Now, today's message.
Holy Spirit, touch every life represented here tonight. Let us not go back the same way we came in. Let there be a genuine deposit of your blessings upon our lives. We give you glory. We give you praise. Take absolute control, Holy Spirit. In the sweet name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn your Bible with me to Matthew chapter 22, verse 34. But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. May the Lord silence certain enemies in your life. Silence them. They are too loud. I said they are too loud. I said they are too loud. May their voice be silenced. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Let's go on. Verse 35. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, see, sometimes when you are being asked a question, it's a temptation. The person is not looking for an answer. He's just asking to tempt you. Hallelujah. Verse 36. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Hallelujah. Are you here or you've gone home? Now, why am I talking about this? I'm teaching from the book, If You Love the Lord. If you love the Lord, and chapter 1 says that if you love the Lord, you are doing the most important thing. But why am I talking about if you love the Lord? I will show you why. Because I was thinking about a message, and God showed me this one. Give me Matthew chapter 24 from verse 1. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. They were coming to show him the buildings. They were coming to talk about the buildings, how the building is nice, how the building is powerful. You get it? And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. See, they were coming to talk about how human beings have advanced, the kind of powerful temple, the kind of powerful building that has been built. And then Jesus' response to that is that, have you seen this thing that you marvel about? There's not even one stone that will be left on top of another. Hey, are you here or you've gone home? Many times, the things that we invest our life and we follow after, they are not things that are going to last. They were amazed at the temple, how it looked and everything. And they were coming to talk to Jesus about it. But Jesus, can't you see that this church is very powerful? This building is very nice and all that. And Jesus' response is that, have you seen this nice thing that we are seeing here? There is not even one
that will be left on top of the other. It sets you thinking that the things that we invest our heart and our life into, some few years down the line, there will be nothing. There will be nothing. Hallelujah. That is why you shouldn't put your heart into any physical thing. Because if you do, one day, it will all become nothing. Are you here? You've gone home. Verse 3. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, when he said, he shook them. He shook them. Hey, this thing that we believe in like that. Solomon's temple. Powerful. The best of the best. And Master, you say what? I don't know, sometimes somebody passes a comment. Then, many, many hours later, you come and say, Charlie, this thing that you said. Meanwhile, the person just passes a comment, but the thing is haunting you. Open church him. So the disciples came and said, Jesus, church him. Because Charlie, the way we believe this, our temple, that you are telling us that a day is coming when this temple, one stone, not that the roof will come off, but one stone will not even be left on the other. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us when these things shall be. We want to know. And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? You see, the world as we know it will end one day. It will come to an end. Into what fire you are saying, would to Bosona, would share namno. One day it will come to an end. Are you here? At this time, I think you prefer Bishop Robert to be here preaching at this time. I'm saying what he was coming to see. Verse 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Because there's a lot of deception and deceiving. The world has become one big place of deception. Nothing is real. Nothing is real. What you see, look at it well, because that it is not it. You have to put magnifying glass on it. I don't want to digress. Let me stay on the right path. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. If there are people who even come and say that, look, I am an anointed servant of God, but they are deceivers. They are deceivers. Hallelujah. I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Verse 6. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. There are times you see things that when you say the way they are, but no. It's not yet time. Next verse. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. One of the things about getting to the end is that there will be a lot of fighting. Somebody will be sitting in his country and say, ah, why is this region not part of my country? Let's go and fight and collect it. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. Yeah. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Just the beginning.
their wound in are just beginning. Then, now listen to this side. I've come to what I want to show you. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Look where we are gotten to. If you want people to love you, you cannot follow Christ. You cannot follow him because you will be hated because you are a Christian. Not because you are fine or you are not fine, or but because you are a Christian, you will be hated. Hallelujah. For his name's sake. Because you call yourself a pastor, you'll be hated. For his name's sake. There are times you'll be hated by people who are also supposed to be even be pastors. But because they are not doing the right thing. You see, Jesus was killed by pastors. All pastors, we should be careful. Jesus was killed by the Pharisees. The Pharisees were the pastors of their time. And they are the ones who killed him. Hallelujah. For his name's sake, you should be. Ask your neighbor, has anybody hated you yet? For his name's sake. Forgive. Verse 10. And then shall many be offended. Is it because hatred for the people of God is becoming rife? And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. I told you on Sunday that in the season we are in, betrayal is part of life. Betrayal. To be betrayed. To be betrayed. Yes. That is why it is rampant now for husband to cheat against wife and wife to cheat against husband. It's betrayal. That's why it is now rampant that one guy has three different beloveds. It is betrayal. Are you here? You've gone home. Verse 11. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Verse 12. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall what? So God said, I should come and preach about this because people's love are getting finished. Yeah. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Because sin is becoming the norm of the day, you look at your Christian life and you feel, say, me ye bibidodo. Because if I compare, it's almost like you are in a class that there was an exam and you got 40%. How many of you know that if you get 40%, it's bad? But you went around and you were sampling everybody's marks and people were getting 35, 30. So immediately, I'm not bad at all. I'm not bad at all. I am champion. I'm not bad at all. I mean, if people are getting 25 and 35 and 29 and 39 and I got 40. My God, I am brilliant. Yes, but your shag is in your pocket. Are you here? You've gone home. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many. See, many of us believers will look at our life and we clap for ourselves that we are good Christians. But you see, you are comparing yourself to the wrong standard.
continue comparing yourself to the wrong standard, your love, it will get finished. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many, not a few people, the love of many. Many means a lot of people, meaning that most people in the church, your love is going to grow cold. Oh yes. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Ebesa. Because iniquity has increased, because sin has increased, you begin to compare yourself with the wrong things. You see, have you noticed that the first time you commit a particular sin, you feel very bad? But after that, you don't feel so bad. Then you don't feel so bad. Then you don't feel so bad. Then now it becomes normal. Your life is finished. That is what it is. Your love is finished. Hallelujah. What is iniquity? Iniquity is gross injustice. You see, there is sin and there is iniquity. Iniquity is what trap? Be careful. Do you know what trap? Be careful. What trap? Be careful. Because iniquity, and iniquity is gross injustice or wickedness. A violation of right or duty. It's a wicked act. Hallelujah. Because sin has increased, people's love for God is getting finished. You may not know, but in certain parts of the world, LGBTQRST LGBTQRST, they have more rights than Christians. Oh yes. When you are a pastor and then you two men enter your church and they say, look, we want to marry, so pastor, marry us, and you say no, you can be arrested and persecuted because you are trampling on their rights to marry. You are trampling on my right to marry the one I want to marry. And then you see them. When they say you may kiss the bride, you are wondering who is the bride and who is the groom. Yeah? I saw a picture that up to now, I can't believe. The leaders of the nations went for a meeting, and when they went with their wives. So when the men took their picture, the wives also came to take the picture. Now when I was looking at the picture of the wives, I saw a bearded man. Yes. A bearded wife. Wearing, was it a purple dress? She was wearing. With high heel. With beard. He didn't want to pretend you're a woman. Set the beard there. But look, his beard was more than yours. The beard, I mean, here. Yours, you have shaved it nice. You need the end of the now. I yet to say a forest. Oh, yes. And as the women were taking a picture, he was, and the unfortunate thing is that he was taller than all the women, so he was sticking out like that, and you could see the beard. And he is the wife of the prime minister of Finland. That is his wife. Yes. And standing in the midst of the women, and he has more right than a Christian. Because iniquity shall abound. And so when these things happen, then if you don't take time, it affects your Christianity. Your love for God begins to go down. Because when you compare your lifestyle to these people, you tell yourself, I'm far better. But you see, sinners are not the standard. Jesus is the standard. Sinners have never been the standard. Even Christian brother or another Christian sister has never been the standard. Jesus has always been the standard. And if we compare ourselves to the wrong standard, we will never make it. Because iniquity shall abound. Look, are you listening to me? See, we are sitting here, some of us, our life is getting finished. We better revive it before it is too late. Oh yes, ask yourself, the things you used to do before, can you do them now? The sign that the love is going down. How does a man or a woman know that, Charlie, my husband or my wife's love is getting finished? They begin to notice things that used to happen that now don't happen. And they begin to notice things that would never have happened, but now it begins to happen. That's how they know that the love, it is going down, it is getting finished. Yeah. When the love was hard, when she stumbles over a stone, you stop and take the stone and curse the stone. But now that the love is getting finished, when she stumbles, you turn and tell her, ah, who not say who to be here with him? Are they who are there? The love is getting finished. And many of us, you see, if we will analyze our lives, we will see that our love for God is getting finished. Our love for the things of God is getting finished. You used to be a shepherd. Now we even have to beg you to come to church. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Yes. Look, serving God, let me tell you what serving God is like. Serving God is like driving up a hill. Now, when you are driving up a hill, you don't get to a point and say that I am okay here. Now, we should not if you accelerate and so. What do you think will happen to you? Yeah. So, when it comes to serving God, once you start climbing the hill, your leg must be on the accelerator. And we are going and going and going and going and going until we get to the very top. If you try to stop in the middle, you are coming down. You are coming down. Hallelujah. I said, you are coming down. So, you cannot afford, that's what I'm telling you. I used to be a shepherd. I'm no longer a shepherd. You are on your way down. I used to spend the whole of my Sundays in church. Now, yele, I am waiting for the grace to be shed for me to run out. Your love is going down. Oh, yes. Your life is going down. Oh, yes. Your life is getting finished.
The message is not nice, you see. It's not a convention message.
Because iniquity shall abound. Listen, and the reason why God sent me here to say this is because our love is getting finished and we don't take time. A day will come. You will not even want to see a church. You will not even want to hear the name Jesus. You will not even want to hear it. Because the love is going down. And normally when people backslide, it's difficult to get them to come back. Every scripture you try to quote to them, they'll quote it to you. They know it already. They know it already. Yeah. Many years ago when I went to first year in the university, I met a certain brother. You see, there are a lot of people whose name are forgotten, but this brother, I can still remember his name, Atiapa. Yes. There are people I sat in the same class with for 4 years. If you ask me their names now, I can't remember. But I can remember Atiapa. Because this brother, when we went to first year for a very strange reason, If this is my room, his room was about four doors away. And for a very strange reason, God put it on my heart to witness to him and save him. I witnessed to this guy so much that now the guy began to mock me. Atiapa. He began to mock me. When he's going to town to go and drink, he would stop at my door, knock on my door. When I open the door, I'm going for a convention. I'll see you when I come back. Atiapa. When he comes back from town and he's drunk, he'll come and knock. When I open, the convention was powerful. The move of the spirit was great. Oh, yes. Yes. At the point, I handed him over to my roommate. You see, because this brother was my coursemate. He was also doing civil engineering. So I handed him over to my roommate, who was also doing the same course, to also talk to him. He also tried. All of this will happen in the first year, first semester in the university. Oh, yes. We went, came back for second semester. The same thing continued. You see, at the point, remember, I didn't understand why I kept going to this guy. I didn't know why I kept going to him. Finally, we finished first year. We went home. When we came back for second year, as I arrived, the first news I heard is Atiapa is dead. Then I understood why I had this thing that I really needed to talk to him. Then I understood. Then the next thing I understood is I understood why he was mocking me, because he used to be SU president in the school where he came from. Yes. He used to be SU president. So all the scriptures I was trying to use to quote to him, he knew them. He knew them. He knew better versions. And that is why the preaching that I preached couldn't have an impact on him, because you have done some before. Hallelujah. Yes. And that is why it is dangerous to allow your love to wax cold, because when it gets finished, look, it's difficult. It's difficult to ignite it again. Hallelujah. And we are living in a world where, because sin has increased. You see, when we were younger, you see, I remember many years ago, like 2003 or 2004, I was driving on Accra High Street. And I was on Ivan Satami's Highway. Then we're in traffic, and these guys who sell DVDs, those times, one came to stand by the car. Then he had some videos. So he started. He started showing me some Ghanaian movies. He realized that I was not even glancing to look at them. So he packed the Ghanaian movies. Then brought Nigerian movies. Started showing them. He realized that it still was not moving me. He packed them. They want to bring Hollywood movies. Then those ones realize that from time to time I'll glance and I'll look. Action movies. From time to time, I'll be glancing and watching. They say, this boy, what at all? I've shown him Ghanaian movies, not interested. I showed him Nigerian movie, not interested. I'll show him Jet Li, not interested. Rambo, not interested. So I was standing there, and then I looked at the guy's face, and it's almost like a light came on. The guy just smiled, said, I know what this guy likes. So when that happened, he put down the bag, and I saw that he dived deep into the bag. Then he would pack these CDs, put them here, pack these CDs, put them here, pack this CD. So I was wondering, what is this guy looking for? What is this guy looking for? Then finally, he put his hand deep down and he pulled up a CD and he began to smile to himself. Mikita, a drop, Papa, did you want? Hey! When the brother showed me the CD, I collapsed behind the steering wheel. I collapsed. Now, that CD that this brother had to go to do fishing to find, nowadays, you don't do fishing to find them. You see them on the roadside. In fact, if you turn on your television in your room, some will appear there. Hey, on your phone, thank you, on your phone. And some of you are looking at me. You go to church and when preaching is happening, you go to that site and you are watching. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
When preaching is happening, those are the back. Those are the back.
We are changing from tonight.
Hey, I hear that now, those in front row from the other way. Yeah. You see them there, holding their phone. You think they are opening the Bible. You think they are writing notes. They are polluting themselves right in the house of God. And they are betting in the service.
Oh, yes.
Because iniquity shall abound. You see, I don't think in the old days it will ever occur to somebody to sit in a church and watch pornography, sit in a church and bet. But because iniquity has abounded, we sit in the church and watch pornography. We sit in the church and bet. Because see, you feel that once I have darkened the doorway of a church, it's okay to watch pornography, it's okay to bet, it's okay to... That's how we think. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You think that because you sing in the choir, it's okay to come to church from your boyfriend's house, from your boyfriend's bed, straight to the stage. And when you also come, you are coming to fight over the microphone. Are you not ashamed to be trying to hold a microphone? Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. You see, and this kind of behavior puts people off from even coming to church. He was at the nightclub last night, dancing. He came to church today. Then here is the sister who was there. She was dancing with at the nightclub, standing on the stage, holding a microphone. Singing, holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. And he cannot marry the two things. The things you were doing at the nightclub, the dancing you were dancing at the nightclub versus what you are doing here. He cannot marry the two things. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Oh, yes. Some people sometimes even wonder why you bother to come to church. Because you come and rather you come and sin in church. Tap your name. Are you the one? Are you the one? Oh, yes. And we feel there's nothing wrong with our lives because I come to church, because I am in the choir, because I am in dancing stars. There is nothing wrong in my life because you are comparing your life with the wrong standard. So you feel everything is okay. I am not preaching this to a sinner. I am preaching it to a Christian. You have been born again long enough to know between good and evil. You have been born long enough to rise up and become a serious Christian. Hallelujah. But because we are living in a system, you see, that is why the Bible says that be not unequally yoked. You see, because when you are flowing with unbelievers, your love will get finished. Definitely. Definitely, it will get finished. Look, it's about time that everywhere we go, people must know that this one is a cliffe. You see, Reverend Man, I don't think you came to meet Ahim. You remember Ahim? But I don't know whether I came to meet him. But this guy, he was creepy like I had never seen creepy before. He's so creepy that when people are misbehaving and they see him coming, they stop misbehaving. He doesn't need to preach. He doesn't need, and always when he's moving, there's a smile on his lips. When you see that smile, your foolishness will leave you. Yes. You cannot crack a profane joke in front of him. When you open your mouth to start, when you see his face, the profane will leave you. The look he will give you will cast that profane spirit out of you. Yes. But here we are in our workplaces. It is you, the born again Christian, who is championing the fooling in the office. Hallelujah. Amen. That is why God asked me to come and preach this message. He said, my people are falling out of love. My people are falling out of love. And it's just a few weeks, a few months, and they'll be out there in the world. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You, if you don't take time, before you realize you have become a street girl. Oh, yes. From the stage to a street girl. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Hallelujah. Am I preaching to somebody? Matthew chapter 24 verse 10, New Living Translation. Then you will be arrested, persecuted, and see, this is the lot. You see, tabusi nyamisum yedin. Are you sure? In the days of the Christians of old, when you are a Christian, you are given to lions to eat. People were still serving God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were told, either deny God or we burn you alive. They said, we choose to be burnt alive. And for our God is well able to deliver us. But even if he had decided today is not a day of deliverance, we are not going to bow down today. We are not going to bow down tomorrow. And they walked into fire. Those days, when it was almost like a crime to be a Christian, people still served God. When a law was passed that nobody should pray to any other God but the king, Daniel heard it, and when he heard it, the next thing he did was to go back to his room. He didn't hide under the bed. He opened the windows and he prayed just like he prayed all the time. And he was like, that is what it means. God is looking for people like this to serve him. But now look at us. The usher didn't let you sit what you were to sit. So who grateful? You are stopping church. The bishop, when the pastor was preaching, he preached about your thing. It means that Obia could do who for concern. It has found you may die. Your great grandfather died. We didn't come for the funeral. It's in Ubuefu. May die. Who are you serving God for? Are you serving God for the pastor or you are serving God for yourself? Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Look, can I tell you something? We came to Christ to serve him. We didn't come for him to serve us. I said, we came to Christ to serve him, not for him to serve us. When you are serving somebody, you do what the person says, but we want God to do what we say. That is why you, some of us, we come to you and you give God ultimate meme out 2 weeks. God, if that boy doesn't propose to me in 2 weeks, I'm out of here. Hallelujah. Instead of serving God, we want God to serve us. Are you here, Gono? Because iniquity shall abound. Iniquity has become so much that it is in the church. It's in the church. Yeah. I've told you the story about a lady who entered the church and slept with everybody in the choir.
Yeah, sorry.
A lady. And please, don't look far. It is a lighthouse branch.
We are double sorry.
The pastor was in his house one Saturday afternoon, getting to the evening, and the Spirit of God told him, get up and go and visit this lady. So he got up, left the house, and went to visit the lady. When he got to the lady's house, the choir director was there. He was the only one left Sunday. The lady had slept with all the guys, just only left with the choir director. And the choir director went to do visitation on that day. Now, this pastor went to sit there, visit the lady. When he finished and was going, the choir director's house is on the way to the pastor's house. So the pastor told the choir director, I came to meet you here doing visitation. I have come. Let's go home. The choir director said, you pastor, take the lead. Try to convince the guy. The guy said, oh, pastor, you know, I'm teaching her something. I'll finish. So I'm going to say, yeah. The pastor went home. Then he said, in the middle of the night, when he was praying, and the Spirit of God told him, I sent you there to go and rescue that boy. But you left him there. Say the Spirit of God told him, I sent you there to rescue that boy. So he said the next Sunday, when he entered the church and he saw the choir director, he walked to him and said, I put it to you. You have fornicated just last night. And then the choir director said, pastor, it's true. He was the only one left standing in the choir. Then, when the lady finished, she had the audacity one day to enter into the pastor's office. As though she was going for counseling. When she sat there, she looked at the pastor and said, what kind of man are you? Any man that I want, I get. Why are you playing hard to get? In the church, not outside the church. And I'm asking myself that, so is there no man who could stand for God and they sat down and one lady slept with every single person in the choir? But you see, why would that happen? It has become common. Fornication is now like handshake. Because iniquity has abounded. The love, now, you go 4 years, 7 times a week, me here once a week, I okay. Wrong standard. When the Bible says that, as for fornication, it should not be named, not even once among you. We the only year once a week, and you're bad. And our love is getting finished.
Oh yes. Getting finished. That's why God asked me to come and talk about loving him. Because he said, my people, their love for me is getting finished. It's going. They are losing interest in the things of God. They are losing interest in reading Bible. They are losing interest in coming to church. They are losing interest in praying. They are losing interest in any spiritual things. Anything that is the opposite of what God wants, that is what they are interested in. Oh yes. Even when they are looking for a lady to marry, the spiritual prayerful one is there. They will never look there. They are looking at the psychedelic one who is packaging their breast. That are the one that they want. Oh yes. Sometimes, remember, sometimes you can be amazed when so-called even spiritual brothers, prayer warriors are looking for wives. You'll be amazed at their choice. You'll be amazed. You'll be amazed at what they are looking at. Some missionaries went to see a lady pastor say, help us, we want to find beloved. And then, so then the lady pastor said, are you looking out? So I want breast size this, waist size this. That is why people enter into relationship, and then when they want to go on missions, the beloved leaves you because you didn't use the right criteria to choose a beloved. If you are chosen a God-fearing person, a spiritual person, when you said you were going on missions, she would have followed you. Oh yes. Oh yes.
Don't worry. I'll call Bishop Robert that tomorrow you should come and continue.
Hallelujah. Our love for God is getting finished. There was a time when a Christian wants to go to church every single day of the week. And I'm telling you, that was not too far ago. Just recently. Christians want to be in church all the time. Now it is a bother to come to church. Oh yes. There was a time a normal Christian comes to church so much that everybody calls him Osofo. But now we have Osofos who don't want to come to church.
The church is fine.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Yes. That is what God sent me to come and say. The love of my people for me is getting finished. They choose to be anywhere at all than to be in the house of God. When Paul said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of God. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tent of wickedness. This time, what do we see? We see opposite. Even the pastor himself doesn't want to come to church. Oh, yes. I said there are no pastors who don't go to church. That's how bad it has become.
The pastors are quiet.
Oh, yes. You see, I wish I came with another message. I wish I had another message. But this is what the Spirit of God gave to me. This is what he gave to me. He said, my children are falling out of love. Falling out of love. Falling out of love. Warn them. Falling out of love. Go and stir up their love for me. Go and stay up my love. And you see, love can be taught. Is there anything that you can be commanded to do, we can teach you.
You see, whoever has deceived you that I must fall in love. You see, you can actually take a decision to love this person. Yes. When I was in the university, there was this very nice lady.
Nice lady.
Not this one.
Before this one came. Yeah. There was a very nice lady. Very beautiful. And her roommate, the lady's roommate, and my roommate teamed up to promote and push me into a relationship with the lady. Free promotion. I will arrive in my room, and my roommate will be sitting down with this lady chatting. And when I enter, then he will say that, oh, the lady came to look for you. I say, he came to look for who? And somebody who's not even my friend come and look for me
and chatting with
him. Yeah. When I entered, no, within 5 minutes, let me say she's going. Then my roommate said, go and see her off. I said, now there is something happening. It's called promotion. This kind of promotion I've not seen before. Normally it's buy one, get one free. But this one, you are not buying anything, but you are getting it free. So my roommate pushed me. I'm saying something. My roommate pushed me. So no problem. I went with her, left the room. By the time we got to the middle of the Indies courtyard, I said bye-bye, and I turned back, and I went back to the room. And my roommate said, are you come so soon? And I said, are you expecting anything different, Anna? And you know what my problem was? Should I tell you what my problem was? Let me tell you what my problem was. My problem was not that she's not a Christian, because she is. She is. My problem was not that she's not beautiful, because she was. My problem was that when I look at where I am headed, this one cannot help me. Where I am going, she cannot go. Where I am headed to become a pastor. I am headed to serve the Lord. Where I am going, if I try to take this one along, she will be an excess baggage. Yes. Then I met this one. And this one, the problem, the one day somebody came to tell me. Somebody came to tell me, is this one your beloved? I said, yes. And he said, what kind of relationship the two of you are in? I said, why? Every night she's going to church. That was the person's complaint. Or call YFC meeting, Golden Bells meeting. Every night she was going to church. And so it's like, what kind of relationship are you people in? That every day we are going to church. I looked at him and smiled. I didn't say anything to him. But I said in my head, where I am headed, I will be in church every night. So I need somebody who knows how to be in church every night. Oh yes. Where I am headed, I will be in church every night. So I need somebody who feels comfortable in church.
You are in church, he's in church.
Not looking at hip size. or a lady who can catwalk. I think I should go and catwalk for some people. Oh yes. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Hallelujah. Am I preaching to somebody? It's time to revive our love for the Lord. It is time to become like Jesus. When Jesus saw the multitude, the Bible says he was moved with compassion on them. For they were scattered abroad and fainted as sheep without a shepherd. Then immediately said, look, we need to have a prayer meeting. The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send more laborers into. That was the heartbeat of our Savior. And that is still his heartbeat. Hallelujah. Yes. That's why the greatest commandment is love the Lord. And it is a command, meaning that you cannot choose whether you want to do it or not. If you are a Christian, it is a command to love the Lord your God with all your heart. How can you love your Lord your God with all your heart? Then when service is going on Sunday, then you are at home changing channels. Oh yes. If you love the Lord, if you love the Lord, you see, many of us, when I ask how many of you love the Lord, everybody here will lift up your hand. But when you lift up your hand, God will sneeze. Tomorrow, I'm going to share with you ways your love will be tested. I'm going to share with you ways your love. You see, because if you say you love God, that love will be tested. If you say you love God. Now, you can test the love, you cry and I love, now I'm saying. Psalm 37, last verse. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Brother, give me New Living Translation. Don't worry about the wicked or envy those who do wrong. See, because sometimes it is our envy of people who are doing wrong and it looks like it's well with them that follows us to do the same. Don't worry about the wicked or envy those who do wrong. For like grass, they soon fade away. Like spring flowers, they soon wither. So don't fret yourself. Don't envy them. Eh? Abayuano or sugar daddy. Or different colors of shoes. Different color of dress. Who are we to win your sugar daddy? No. Who are just one shoe? One skirt and two blouse. It will you wash and wear. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. For like grass, they soon fade away. Like spring flowers, they soon wither. Verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. Trust in the Lord and do. See, let your trust in this life, let your trust be in God and not a man. Let your trust be in God and not a man. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. That is why many people don't prosper, because they don't trust in the Lord. You see, when you trust somebody, you are there whether things are working or not. Yes. Oh, yes. when you trust somebody, you see a young lady following a brother who doesn't have anything, whose shoe has visited the shoemaker several times. Whose blue shirt, the armpit has become white. And you see her following him. It's because she trusts that there's a bright future ahead. I said there's a bright future ahead. When you see such a lady and a Benz fully air-conditioned comes to park and somebody is calling her and she said, I would rather walk here than sit there. It's because she has a certain trust. And as I said to what? Trust. That this thing that you are seeing today, it's going to become great tomorrow. Your trust in God is what will keep you even in difficult times. Your love for God is what will keep you in difficult times. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land. Safely. Safely in the land. Safely in the land. Nothing bad will happen to you. All the attempts of evildoers will not touch you. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Verse 4. Take delight. See, some of us, we take delight in Nigerian movies. Take delight in the Lord. Somebody here, you have taken delight in Kwame. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. You see, when God is not giving you the desires of your heart, it means that you've not taken delight in him. When your delight is in him, look, when you delight in the Lord, you get to a point where you don't even ask for things. The things that just come to you. They come. Because take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Hallelujah. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him and he will help you. Oh. If you will learn to love God, he will give you help. I say you will receive help. I say you will receive help. And I see the Lord helping three people here. I see God stretching his hand and helping you. I see help coming from the holy hill of Almighty God to people who trust in the Lord and they delight in him. They commit everything they do to the Lord. Trust him and he will help you. I say he will help you. Who would you like to want to help you? Nana Akufo-Addo or God? Or Mahama? There were some people follow NDC and NPP. It's like that is where their help is coming from. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him. And he will help you. Hallelujah. Listen. Tonight, God is here. The Spirit of God is here to stir up love. The love that is getting finished. God is here to stir it up tonight. I said, God is here to stir it up tonight. I said, God is here to stir. You see, some of us, what we need to do is to get up and take a decision. You see, because one of the ways to love somebody is to decide. When you follow emotions, they get finished at times. But a quality decision keeps you on a certain road. A quality decision keeps you on a certain road. Hallelujah. May the Lord help us. May the Lord fill our hearts with love for him. May nothing may no one. You see, because there's a young lady here, if you don't take time, a boy will take you out of Christ. He will take you out of Christ. He will tell you, if you want me to marry you, stop that church.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
He will tell you, if you want, and you find yourself at the junction, that's the only thing you want. You want somebody to marry you. And you say that, this is what you are looking for. I have it. But stop going to church. Stand to your feet. I want you to lift up your voice tonight. And I want you to pray. Say, Lord, help me to love you more. 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 Come on, lift up your voice and begin to pray. Ramashi brokotoria ndala la kitoria ndere. Remala mama sheketoria ramani mosotoria. Ala rabashi brokosetoria ndere moshi. Ala makoro moshi breketoseya. Satoro brokoparia. Lekasitaria kapaya. Lekosetere brekaya ba. Mandoro brekai basitere bre. Lika taya bahalelele, lika suntarianda, harianda rubre kapila, siparianda yaba, lika sita aria kopela. We ask for our first love, O God, our first love, masetere bre kaya basu, harianda rubre kaya bahalala, suparianda rubre ha, makupe iriando. Masika taya baha, lika sitarianda, masotorobre kaya baha. Oh, yes, come on, lift up your voice and pray.
More in your love, abounding more and more in your love.
Masotorobre
kaya baha, loving you, O Lord, loving you, O Lord.
Lord, help me to love you more.
Revelation chapter 2, verse 1.
To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks among the seven golden lampstands. I know your works, your toil, and your patient endurance, and how you cannot bear
with those who are evil, but have tested those who call themselves apostles and are not, and found them to be false. I know you are enduring patiently and bearing up for my name's sake, and you have not grown weary. But I have this against you, that you have abandoned the love you had at first. See, so this somebody was doing everything. I mean, everything is working. But God looked and saw that the love is getting finished. It's going down. And that is what God is talking to us about tonight. Our love for Him. What used to excite us don't excite us anymore. What used to make us happy, we are not happy. See, what we used to challenge ourselves to do, now we don't challenge ourselves about that. First, you find yourself arguing over spiritual things. Now we are arguing over football. Against you, that you have abandoned the love you had at first. It's because when you abandon that first love, you abandon other things. Normally, it's more difficult to break your first relationship. After you've broken your first relationship, the other ones, you can break them at will. Oh yes. The first one, when you broke it, you cried. You cried for like 1 month. Second one, was 2 weeks. Third one, was 1 week. And now a time will come when you break up from one, then you are walking and looking for the next one. But the first one is always very difficult. I have this against you, that you have abandoned the love you had at first. Pray, Lord, help me. Help me to do my first works. Help me to do my first works, Lord.
I just feel like praying for some people. You know you have gone far from God. You know in your heart the love you had for him is no more. And that is how it happens. Gradually, you drift. Gradually, you drift until one day you wake up. And serving him now becomes a chore. It used to be fun. You used to be excited about serving him, doing things for him. But now, it's even difficult to get up on a Sunday and come to church unless somebody comes and talks and pulls you. Tonight you want to say, Pastor, I want to come back. Lord, bring me back. Bring me back to how I used to love you and how I used to serve you. For I have so much in store for you, saith the Lord. But you have driven and drifted far from me. If you are here like that, I want you to come. Let me pray for you.
I'm coming back to the heart of worship, where it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. Lord, I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I made. Well, it's all about you.
First love. When something you used to do with ease now becomes a struggle. It's a sign. You may not have stopped. You may still be doing it. But nobody knows how you struggle before you do it. Meanwhile, at first it was effortless. At first, it was effortless. Now, people must talk to you before you do it. Now people might send you text message before you do it. It's a sign that your love is finishing. Those of you standing in front here, lift up your hand. Lord, renew their love for you, Lord. Stir up the love in their hearts. Come on, lift up your hands and pray. Pray to God.
I'm so in love for the things of me.
And listen, those of us standing back, you see, it may be these are the ones who have spoken truth to themselves. Some of us standing there, we are not speaking truth to ourselves. Some of us standing there, we've even not noticed the road we've come on. But I pray tonight that as we pray and we ask God, you will experience a love that you used to experience before, that now is no longer there. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. I'm just feeling there are things that when you miss, it used to break your heart. But now, when you have a good excuse to miss it, you are happy. It's a sign that the love is gone. It's a sign that the love is gone. No, tonight, the Spirit of God is here to repair hearts, to fill hearts with love. Hearts that used to love God, hearts that used to cry to God, hearts that used to follow God, that are now just following the motions. May that love enter deep into your heart once again. Come on, lift up your voice and pray. Ramalama Shiketoriandes.
Jesus. And all this is for you.
For your glory and your fame. It's not about me. As in you should do things my way.
You alone.
You alone. And I surrender.
Listen, I don't know, but one of you here, I sense your love is going. Your love is going. Be careful. Be careful. The joy with which you used to sing for the Lord is no longer the same. May the Spirit of God fill your heart back. Oh, yes. La mama mashembrandele makatoria la mama. Rala mashibalanda la kitoria ramalimo. Oh, yeah. Look, I feel that something like a warm blanket is wrapping around somebody right now. In the name of Jesus, that is the love of God. That is the love of God. It's coming upon you. 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 Ramalamash.
Take me to that place, Lord. To that secret place.
May none of them lose their love.
May none of them lose their love.
Listen. Oh yes, thank you, Holy Spirit. Sometimes the reason why you can't see that the love is going, because what is taking its place also looks very powerful. It also looks very powerful, but it's not the same. Oh yes. Let it flow,
Lord Jesus.
Let it flow. Love, it will take you places you never thought you'd go. This love will take you there. Receive it.
Mali moto. Go far.
Go far! Your miracle lies in following that love. Ha! Lift it up. Mama kora mashe. Thank you. Oh, yo. Zimala la mama zele.
Oh! Yes!
Mama
shine.
Sometimes when you follow God and His love, you feel you are wasting your time. But it is at that place that you find everything that you need. It's at that place. At that place where you feel that you are wasting your time. That's where you find it. Thank you. Oh, thank you. La la mama mama she brendele mama kotori. Oh, yes. Don't allow anyone to remove you, because in that place you find everything that you need. Is building an army of lovers. An army of lovers. Lift up your hand.
Drawing near.
May the Spirit of God touch you with the love of God. May the Spirit of God touch you with the love of God.
It's my only
in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah.
It's my only. Wrap me in your arms. Wrap me in your arms.
Loving God as a means to an end. When loving Him becomes your goal, everything that you are looking for is given to you freely.
You are my desire. oh Lord, no one else will do, 'cause nothing else could take your place, Lord, 'cause nothing else can take your place, to feel the warmth of your embrace, to feel the warmth of your embrace, help me find a way. Me find a way to bring me back to you.
Everybody stand up, lift up your hands.
I love you forever. I love you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, fill us again with your love. Top it up, Lord. Whatever level we are, Lord, we need more. We need more to go far. Further and further. 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 Oh yes. Further and further. Lift up your hand. Just whisper to the Lord, I love you. Lord, let your love begin to well up like a spring. Like a spring. Like a spring. Let it well up. Let it well up. Let it well up. Now, in this place. In this place, in this place, let it well up. Let it well up, Lord. Let it well up, Lord. Oh, yes. Yes, let it well up, Lord. I see hardened hearts being turned into flesh. Hardened hearts. I see it melting by the love of God. Oh, yes. Mama limo sheka la rantaya. Go back. Go back. Oh yes.
I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever.
serving God.
Receive that word.
Oh.
I love you forever.
Oh.
I love you forever.
La 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 moshe calibroste.
Forever.
Runs low, your interest in ministry goes away, because real ministry, the fuel that fuels it, is love. May the Lord search that fuel in you.
Oh!
All that I long for, all that I hope for, is just
to take you far.
If you come me near, all that my heart is hungry to have it, just one more touch.
You can never go wrong when this fuel is full. Receive the full tank of it. Full tank.
All that I hope for is just the sense of you coming near, oh Lord. All that one more touch from your loving hand. When it's all been said and done, and everyone is gone, Lord, you're really all I want. When the best of
long-lasting prophetic ministry is love. May you receive a heavy dose of that love.
All that my heart is hungry to have is just one more touch, one more touch from your loving. Oh, all that my heart is hungry to have it.
touch of your love.
All that my heart is hungry.
Oh!
All that my heart is hungry to have it. Just one more touch from your love.
Listen. Lift up your hand. I sense in my spirit tonight there are dormant gifts in people because there is no love. The operation of any true gift of God, if it's to work well, it's love. Lift up your hands tonight. Father, let your love envelop this room tonight. In the name of Jesus. And let people be released into their gifts. In the name of Jesus. Receive it now. Now, now, now. Now, now, now. Now. Mama, mama, kora baba se katori andale. Remani moko sandala basheba. Receive it now. Maliko tori andala moshikata. Mama, mama, sikolo rababa. Yes. A heavy dose of the love of God. 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 Rama katola. Oh yes. Oh yes.
The Bible says, except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. So as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, if you want to give your life to Jesus, lift up your right hand right now. Lift it up.
Pray with me, Pastor. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to be born again.
So for me, mom, pay and person, me, whom I
lift up your right hand, lift it up. If you lift up your hand, God bless you. I want you to do one more thing. I want you to come to me. Come, come, let me pray for you.
Where Jesus is calling, His grace will be your covering, His blood will flow freely, it will provide your healing. Come running to the mercy seat.
Hallelujah. Now, those of you standing in front, I want you to pray this simple prayer after me. Say, my Lord and Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning for speaking into my life. I accept that I'm a sinner. I accept that I don't know you. But today, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. He came to die for my sins. And He rose again to give me new life. Father, wash me with the blood of Jesus. Forgive me for all my sins and all my iniquities. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Come and be my Lord and personal Savior. Father, write my name in the book of life that one day when I leave this earth, I will spend eternity with you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving me. Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you for listening to the message. We look forward to your testimonies via our social media handles.